on Instagram and Facebook at CFRC Music and keep up with the latest announcements about our programming and projects. Follow us today at CFRC Music.
Hi, this is Seth Hunt from The Backsteps.
And this is Luke Garrison from The Backsteps. And you're listening to
CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey, it's Carnelian.
You're listening to
CFRC on 101.9 FM.
Hello and good morning, everyone. It is now 11 a.m. on Thursday morning, the first one of 2024, in fact. So, Happy New Year. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, broadcasting from the basement of Carruthers Hall on the campus of Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. My name is Rue, and you're listening to the CFRC Live Sessions, a show where the Live Sessions crew brings you live performances recorded here in CFRC Studio A by artists from in and around Kingston, showcasing the best of Kingston's sonically diverse music scene. Today we've got a session with a Queen's student band at the heart of an emerging scene of engineering students starting bands. They're called Carnelian. Their first ever show was at Clark Hall Pub's Battle of the Bands, which they won, earning them the chance to be Clark's house band for the year. They dropped by for a session in late November to play us some of their music and talked all about the Queen's engineering music scene to Liam, who you can also usually find behind the cameras doing photography for CFRC Live Sessions. This was his first hosting, and listen on because it sounds great. Find Carnelian online at Carnelian Band on Instagram to keep up with them, and find us at CFRC Live Sessions on Instagram and YouTube, where you can soon find the full video of this performance and a lot of our past performances. Like I said, it's the new year, which means the CFRC Live Sessions crew is also back on campus. We're back from break, and we'll be recording sessions again really shortly. So if you are an artist who'd like to do a session with us, or someone who'd like to volunteer with us for audio, video, production, outreach, hosting, anything of that sort, reach out to us. Also, if you like our show and would like to support our station CFRC to ensure that we can keep bringing you the best new artists that you need to be hearing, up close and personable, consider donating to our 101-year-old station. Help keep us going. We are in the middle of our funding drive, so head to cfrc.ca/donate. If you're interested in sponsoring this show, CFRC Live Sessions, putting your name on it, saying that you were an early supporter of one of the coolest shows on an already very cool station, again, reach out and we'll talk. And now, without further ado, here are Carnelian with Liam, live in session at CFRC.
Hi, this is CFRC 101.9 FM, live sessions. I'm Liam, and I'm here with Carnelian. If you guys would like to introduce yourselves.
I'm Angus Carter. I'm the drummer and backing vocals for Carnelian.
Hey, I'm Grayson. I'm the lead singer and rhythm guitar.
I'm Duncan, I'm the lead guitarist, and I guess I do backing vocals too for putting that in there.
I'm Ryan, and I play bass in Carnelian.
Alright, sweet. So you guys are a fairly new band. You only started back in September, and your first show was actually at the Clark Hall Battle of the Bands, so like, and you won, so now you guys are the house band at Clark Hall. So just tell us a little bit about like what that is like. You're the first band, house band there since COVID.
Yeah, it's really sick. I work there. Duncan and I are engineers, and in engineering, I mean, we love Clark. So to be able to be the house band is really special. It's something that it's a really special spot because all of our friends will come out to it. Everyone loves to come to Clark. So yeah, it's always a lot of fun to play there.
Yeah, it's really nice to have like so much good support, like a lot of good friends, and you know, some returning fans have come out to see us at our few shows that we've done there. But it's really nice to always see familiar faces, and to you know, to meet new people as we blend with other bands in Kingston.
Yeah, sick guys. So it's definitely a big opportunity for you. But leading up to Clark Hall, like you weren't a band before you decided to enter the Battle of the Bands. So like leading up to that, did you have big plans and big aspirations with the band? Were you planning on like going in and winning it, or was it kind of just like a fun afterthought to have?
The formation of the band was put into motion throughout the summer. We hadn't been able to meet at all, but I asked these guys if they'd be interested, and we started talking about the songs we want to do, and I started signing us up for gigs, and the first one was obviously the Battle of the Bands. But since we weren't really able to meet, the first time we got together was 3 days before the Battle of the Bands. That was just the earliest we could. And so, but luckily, everyone, we send each other the songs we want to do, and then we all just practice our own parts. So that way, in the 3 days of a grind it was before the Battle of the Bands, we were able to just put them together a lot more easily.
Yeah, no, it was really sweet how fast and how quick we got things together. It was the Monday after Frosh Week, and we basically got together. I got the text from Grayson in the summer asking, you know, if we wanted to be in a band. And, you know, I've known Grayson for a while, and I've known Ross and Duncan since first year. And, you know, it just seemed really, really pretty straightforward to me that this group would have lots of success. And we got together. We practiced twice a day for 3 days. And by that point, you know, things were sounding really tight, and just going into it, we had a really good mindset of like, look, we have a shot here. We might win this thing.
Yeah, you know, looking back, you know, we all kind of were buddies, you know, before we started the bands. You know, getting together, you know, getting like band chemistry was super easy, and it was really fun. We all wanted to work with each other. There was no conflict in that way, so it was really awesome. And those days leading up, you know, it was a lot of band practices, a lot of Domino's pizzas ordered, and you know, it was really fun though, because we all just grinded together. You know, it was awesome.
Yeah, sweet guys. That's sounds like a lot of fun. And so you mentioned like it was pretty fast paced to get prepared for the Clark Hall Battle of the Bands, and even in today's session, you actually basically wrote a new song and performed it, and it went off without a hitch. But is that normally how your writing goes, and how like songs go with you? You guys kind of just get together and jam on something until you like it.
When we get together, the originals can come together a lot more easily. But it definitely helps when we have a starting point. Typically, either Duncan or I will come to the band with a demo or just a basic idea. Lyrics are important, and so that way we can form a structure. Then once we get together, we can work out, okay, how does Angus sound when he does this over top of it? And we work out individual parts, and then we work out the structure. It makes it a lot more easier to come together when we kind of come prepared with something.
Yeah, I mean, things definitely get funky between Grayson and I, because we come from like a completely different perspective in songwriting. I usually write from the guitar melody aspect. I'll come up with a few riffs or something and put them together, versus Grayson's very much like vocal melody. So then we kind of clash the two, and I get a couple riffs over top while there's some good melodies underneath. So that's kind of how our songs are going so far.
Yeah, if we wanted to talk about our first one, 17, I mean, it came together really quickly in that first week. Duncan, Ryan, Grayson, they all had their parts together. So the practices were more of rehearsals when, you know, when everyone has their parts nailed. I was the one that was lacking, and I came in, and it was that day.
That's not true.
And we quickly layered over a nice groove on top of, you know, some really good guitar riffs from Duncan, and yeah, some awesome lyricism. And rhythm guitar, of course, from Grayson, and it all just came together pretty fast. 17 was one of my favorites, and we got to perform that one at the Battle of the Bands on our first gig.
All right, cool guys. So this first song you played for us here, just mind introducing that for us?
Yeah. So the first song we played is called 17. It's an original I wrote. Guess what? When I was 17, and it's kind of evolved over the years. It started as just an acoustic thing that I would play by myself, but I always had big hopes for it to make it in a band, make it a rock song, and I had a vision in my head of what I wanted it to sound like. So it made it a lot easier once I got these guys together to come in and kind of try out different things, but still get the sound that I wanted. And it's something that I think we're all really happy with.
For that song, you brought us a demo. It was completely different than what the song ended up being, but it was just like a very slow acoustic demo. And then we took it and sped it up and made it a lot faster and more interesting.
The my favorite part of the song is definitely the ending. That was sort of a hook that we put together, like pretty last minute, actually. We wanted to give it was the last number in our set for that night, and we wanted to give, you know, the crowd something to remember. And it's really just 8 repetitions of some huge cymbal crashes,
right here,
fills, and then just like everyone strumming and playing together. I just really enjoyed that part of the song.
17 itself is kind of a song about reflecting on things. I mentioned earlier how it's evolved over the years. It was initially like kind of a heartbreak song, But then as I got older, it kind of changed into a reflection of what it was like at 17 and being 17 and how you deal with relationships then. So it's come a long way, and I'm just really happy with how it is now.
Yeah, sweet guys. So this next song is 17 by Carnelian.
So fast, and only faster after that. But when you said there's no take backs, what do we do if something starts to crack? Do you remember when we danced in the rain? Every hard conversation seems so far away. We thought we were older, we thought that we knew it all. We thought we were ready, but managed to prove ourselves wrong. We changed so fast, unexpectedly. But how can you help it when you're so naive? How can you help it? How can you help it when you're 17? I mistrust watching the world go by. Sneak out of our bedrooms and find a hill to climb. The sunset drives in the purple skies. They're drifting away like the memory of your eyes. Do you remember when we danced in the rain? Every hard conversation seems so far away. We thought we were older, we thought that we knew it all. Too many calls with no answer. Too many paths I couldn't follow.
We're back. That was 17 by Carnelian. So yeah, you guys mentioned a lot about how like you sort of bring demos together and jam on them to create the complete songs. And then you said again that the ending specifically of 17 is your favorite part to play live. Does that sort of improvisation and sort of like creation of things come into your live sets? Like, do you ever sort of just riff or jam off the ends of songs and make them sort of these elaborate big endings?
I think I remember when we first did 17, Angus and I met up, just him and I, and I was showing it to him and I was showing him the structure and how it goes. And he just immediately at the very end, he just did the crashes and he did that ending. And I'm like, wow, that sounds so good.
And I think too, even when we play covers, we tend to change like the endings of the songs and stuff too. I feel like we never end the same way as the studio versions of songs. So, I don't know, just kind of makes it our own, makes it more fun.
The creative process, though, on the other hand, has been awesome. And like you said, yeah, we bring demos and stuff to our rehearsals and practice. But on top of that, for example, I would hear like Duncan play a riff of a Green Day song, like When I Come Around or something like that. And all of a sudden, I'm just on there, you know, jamming along with him. And then one by one, you know, the boys kind of join in, and yeah, all of a sudden we're just sidetracked from what we were doing originally, and we're playing a whole new song all of a sudden. So
then it's like, whoa, we can add another song to the set list because we can all play it.
All right, sounds sick. And you guys also were in the Queen's Music Club Battle of the Bands, which ended in a three-way tie. A part of that, you guys have been able to play with a lot of other student bands from Queens, so just maybe talk about what that's like. I mean, you've obviously maybe learned a lot from these people, and yeah, it just must have been a lot of fun. So what was that like playing the Queen's Music Club Battle of the Bands?
That was a lot of fun. I think that was still one of the best shows that we've done. We were really tight. We showed up in banana costumes. That was great. it was great to see the other bands too. We love to see them and think about how do they take on these covers differently. What's a different style of music that they're playing, and looking at the skillmanship and most importantly how they work together, because that's what I think is needed in a band, is how you guys communicate while you're all playing instruments, while you're all doing your own thing. And then also my favorite part is being able to talk with them after the show, congratulate them on a good set, say we love that song, we loved your set, and ask them about like, well, how long have you been playing, like ask them. It's just really nice to be with a lot of like-minded people and a lot of people who have the same desire and the same passion.
Yeah, like kind of echoing Grayson's point, it was an honor, you know, share with other student bands, very like-minded. And there were two bands actually that made their debut. You had Resdev and then Blunt Force Llama, who were, they were amazing, honestly. Like as a debut, they were insane. So just to share a stage with everyone was amazing. And I can't wait to see how we break the tie. I don't know how we're going to do it moving forward, but I'm excited to see how it's going to end.
Have you guys heard anything about what they plan on doing for the tiebreaker?
They asked us for ideas on how to break the tiebreaker, but other than that, we shall see.
There was talk about another Battle of the Bands, but we are sort of looking forward to playing our own shows and potentially co-headlining shows. You know, I feel like a lot of our stuff thus far has been competition based, and Battle of the Bands is really fun, but I think in the new year we're gearing up to co-headline some shows with other people, do more collaborative work, and rock out with, you know, some other really good bands in Kingston.
I don't like to, I think when we're watching bands, I want to be able to enjoy it instead of kind of analyzing like, are they better than us, is the crowd liking it more, that kind of thing. Battle of the Bands are always so much fun, and we do like to keep them lighthearted between the bands, and I don't think there's ever any hard feelings.
Yeah, you mentioned that sort of community that music brings together, so that's definitely what you guys love the most about being in a band and being in the Queens community around the music. So this next song we have coming up from you guys, it's your second original.
This one's called 28th of May. This is a song that I wrote. It also evolved, same as 17. It was a song I wrote for my grade 12 graduation, actually. This was a song that my music teacher was like, Grayson, I want you to do a little live performance for our graduation video. Can you put something together? Then again, I always wanted to have it with a band. And also the lyrics were just so bad for a song about reflecting on high school and everything. So they've kind of changed a bit. A lot of them are still kind of similar, and you might be able to notice that. But my favorite thing about it is I think this is a song that always needed to be played as a band and have a rock version instead of acoustic.
All right, sweet. This is 28th of May by Carnelian.
What? I haven't heard you.
Oh, that's true.
Ever.
You've never heard yourself before.
I've never heard this song. I don't even know the lyrics.
Called me. I hadn't a clue to say. But looking back now, I saw what you meant to me. But why couldn't I see? But 4 years turned to 4 months, and now 4 weeks still remain. Was that all? Now it's over. I didn't get my chance. It's hard to think about how this all feels like yesterday. I want to keep the good and the bad, throw none of it away. Cause I can't take it back now, there's nothing left to say. I sometimes wish I'd go back to the 28th of May. He's lost in thought tonight. What's your name again? The party's over, we're far from sober now. Why'd you have to go? 4 years turned to 4 months, and now 4 weeks still remain. Was that all? Now it's over. I didn't give my chance to say. It's hard to think about how this all feels like yesterday. I want to keep the good and the bad, throw none of it away. Cause I can't take it back now, I've learned from my mistakes. Sometimes wish I could go back to the 28th of May. How this all feels like yesterday. I want to keep the good and the bad, throw none of it away. Cause I can't take it back now, I've learned from my mistakes. So won't you help me go who I think about every day?
All right, we are back with Carnelian here at CFRC. So yeah, just last thing to sort of wrap it up. What's next for you guys, and where on social media can everyone find you?
So on Instagram, we are just at Carnelian Band. What's next is, I think we've got, it's been a pretty busy semester so far. We've been playing a lot of shows, and I think we want to do more quality over quantity in the next semester. I think we want to do fewer shows, but make sure they're good shows and be able to bring new sets and learn new songs and write new songs. Going forward, we're definitely going to be putting out music. We're definitely going to be trying to make a name for ourselves, so that next year when we can come back together again, we can kind of hit the ground running and have somewhat of a fan base at Queens, and bring more attention to our shows.
That being said, if you have any show inquiries, you can email carnelianbandqueens@gmail.com.
And then, yeah, just on top of that, I think we're just really looking to do some multi-headlining shows with other bands in town, and really just bringing out the best of the best for, you know, like what Grayson said, perhaps fewer shows, but, you know, just some really good quality music. And who knows, we'll be reaching out to a lot of venues and bars around town in the next few months. And we're keeping our possibilities open to things like Eng Formal or perhaps Ale Palooza, if that Battle the Bands decision can settle. So yeah, we're really looking forward for the new year, and we're also only in third year here at Queens, so we at least have a full another year of being around Kingston, that is, and then who knows where we'll go off after that.
I'll keep it short, but yeah, just finding, just having fun with friends playing, and you know, you always find us at Clark Hall, so anything like that, excited for next semester to see what it brings.
All right, sweet guys, so this next song is called
Lines,
and it is the debut here on CFRC Live Sessions.
Wide on your face, it echoes in your head. Was your love left in the bottle? You cast it out to sea. The waves you send are hostile, but not the way you look at me. A heart's left in the fire, you just let it burn. Of the bed, the song from last night in my head. I thought of you by my side. The last 10 minutes I felt alive. Think about you all the time. Do I even cross your mind? One day I'll let you know, but probably not for a while. Hearts left in the fire, you just let it burn. I called you a lie, 'cause that's my lesson learned. I can't see through these lines, they're holding me back. All these broken emotions are giving me a heart attack. Giving me a heart attack. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Carnelian.
You're listening to
CFRC on 101.9 FM.
The time is 11:30 a.m. and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, Queen's Campus and Community Radio. My name is Jeff Hammaker, and I'm here to ring in the new year with the third episode of Early Music Adventure, featuring live recordings from the Kingston Baroque Consort. Our third concert of the season is coming up soon on Friday, January 17th, and I'll be pleased to share more details after we listen to part of KBC's concert French Brocade, which we presented this last September with guest artist Olivier Brault on baroque violin. From that program, we'll hear several selections from the prologue of Jean-Baptiste Lully's opera Assi e Galate. Unlike the five-act tragedies that Lully usually created, this work is described as a pastoral héroïque, consisting of three acts. It tells the story of a love triangle between Galatea, a sea nymph, Assis, a mortal, and Polyphem, a monster whose jealousy leads him to murder Assis. We'll hear the overture, followed by a mix of minuets, airs, and a march.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Early Music Adventure on CFRC 101.9 FM. As I mentioned earlier, the third live performance for this season by the Kingston Baroque Consort will take place next week, and it offers up a program dedicated to one of the best-known composers of the era. Entitled Viva Vivaldi, music of the man nicknamed the Red Priest will take center stage, including a number of solo appearances by KBC members, and further enhanced by the leadership of guest artist Shanti Nachtigala, a specialist performer in various historical types of double bass. The concert will take place on Friday, January 17th at 5:15 p.m. at St. James Anglican Church, 10 Union Street. Tickets are $25 for adults, $10 for students, and anyone under 17 years of age is admitted free of charge. Continuing with music from our French Brocade concert last September, we have several instrumental selections from Jean-Philippe Rameau's Les Indes Galantes, a ballet héroïque which consists of a series of tableaux about various exotic locations and people. The characters are based on actual historical figures who became known to the French through direct contact, such as meetings with Native Americans of the Illinois Confederation, or through media reports of famously generous Ottoman officials. Thank you. You're tuned to CFRC 101.9 FM. Welcome back to Early Music Adventure. For the final leg of the show today, we'll return to Lully's Assis Égalité with a number of instrumental selections from Acts 1, 2, and 3.
Thank you.
And so concludes today's episode of Early Music Adventure. I'll take this opportunity to remind you about Kingston Baroque Consort's presentation of Viva Vivaldi, taking place on Friday, January 17th at 5:15 p.m. at St. James Anglican Church, 10 Union Street. We thank CFRC for inviting us to present this show, and we encourage you to keep it tuned to 101.9 FM for more great campus and community radio programming.
Vibes? You know about vibes?
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
With me.
Tune in every Wednesday from 10 until 11 a.m. while I explore themes, atmospheres, or moods across genres and decades. Whether I'm scoring a scene or doing a genre deep dive, there'll be something for everyone.
I'll give you another tune to help your appetite.
The mood was made
on radio.
CFRC.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter.
Beat.
Banter.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter.